Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. We know donuts and ketchup don't go together, but we still eat them and it does affect your overall health, affect your body to deal with stress, affects overall our body to long term to prevent cancers or cause cancers in general. In this talk today, I talk to you seniors about the Mediterranean diet, but also overall diet and how it affects our body, starting with how do oils affect us? Are there better oils that we can actually use? Which foods are anti-inflammatory? Also, what fast foods to choose that are healthier now in 2020 that are the same price? Along with simple meals, can they help you stay healthy? Along with how much salt is okay? And also too, what type of fat should we have? Meaning omega-3s or omega-6s, breaking that down, what that means. Also too, the effect of increased water and fiber in our diet, especially men, prevent cancers for one. Lastly, also we talk about too, is how do foods cause stress or take away stress on which foods we choose. Again, this talk is about diet, nutrition, keeping our body healthy because of that. Again, the show has the highlights of each topic we just talked about too. Go show notes to look at previous podcasts. If not, enjoy the show and I'll talk to you afterwards. It's part of being human, right? We have good days and we have good days where like, can't wait till tomorrow.
I know.
Just life. That's all it is.
That's life.
And this talk is really about Mediterranean diet. They said topic is, but how do we just go overall in general diet or lifestyle or eating nutrition to help our body stay healthy?
We're a Mediterranean Mediterranean slash Italian.
They kind of, they call them like something, some type of special word I can't pronounce.
Oh.
But a lot of that region of, if you want to call it Crete, Greek, and everything else too, that Italian area, Mediterranean Sea, a lot of it that I've looked over and researched is how do we focus on, if you want to call it non-meats, non-sweets, non-dairy, and focus on fiber foods such as beans, vegetables, even olive oil, coconut oil, things like that are anti-inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. If there's a way to categorize things to have like a split in the middle, it would be inflammatory foods, anti-inflammatory foods. Inflammatory foods such as red meats, pork, some sweets because of high sugar for one too, and things like that, and simple carbohydrates such as french fries and canola oil, they basically make your body produce inflammation and promote inflammation. So they make your body, what does inflammation do? Put your body under stress. Bodies under stress become less tolerant to people around us. We don't feel good all the time. We have spurts of high energy, and also will drop even lower. If I have, for example, if I maybe once in a blue moon, I'll have a regular Coke. Has about 6 grams of sugar in there. Mm-hmm. 6 grams. That's like, I'm sorry, 6 tablespoons of sugar in there. Crazy. I'll do this for about 10 minutes, and I'm gonna go take a nap afterwards. Body goes, no, you don't like that.
No.
But I'm not used to that either. So if my body is, If I'm eating a Mediterranean diet, meaning more anti-inflammatory foods, which is more beans, more nuts, more seeds, more vegetables, more fruits. We talk about, I mean, Italian, right? I mean pasta.
Yeah.
We think pasta, Italian food. But pasta, whole grain pasta. Mm-hmm. And not with, if you want to call it, other things that make it more inflammatory, but more like vegetables on your pasta, tomato sauce, yeah. Things like that, olive oil with your bread, and not french fry bread type of bread where it's been baked and everything else, it's greased, but it's, or butter, it's more of olive oil with bread, or balsamic vinegar with bread. So it's things doing things more natural than actual, more, like if you want to process foods. What is processed foods, what is natural foods? Are french fries processed foods? Our french fries usually processed to make them not rot as quickly.
I don't know.
I think the talk either here or Gibson Center a few months ago, where my daughter did an experiment in, I think, third or fourth grade, to really check, does, the experiment was trying to prove that McDonald's french fries will not mildew rot. How are you? And versus In-N-Out french fries will rot or go bad really quickly. Her experiment failed. Within 2 weeks, the In-N-Out french fries were still preserved, Not because you see them in the back, you go to In-N-Out, they actually push down the machine, the presser, and they make their own french fries out of potato. It's not the potato, the potato's not processed, this is not the potato, but the oil that they cook it in is what makes it processed.
Oh.
So it's the canola oil, the, if you want to call it restaurant oils that they use, they're very cheap oils, they're inflammatory oils, and they make that food preserve a lot more. So it's not, again, it's not looking, okay, if we go to a restaurant, what are we going to eat? Yes, salad's good, obviously. Something cold's going to be good for you too. Cold vegetables are good for you too. But if you're going to eat something that's a vegetable that's fried versus a cold vegetable, a fried vegetable is going to be cooked in that oil that may not be healthy oil for you. I'm not going to say maybe. 99% of the chance, unless you ask them to, it's cooked in the same oil as everything else was that day. Because it's cheap, it's easy. It makes the restaurant keep the prices down if you want to call it that. But can we go more of a, if it's practical, more of, okay, how do we keep our life very simple and eat healthy, because the benefits are huge. We talk about eating, again, anti-inflammatory foods such as vegetables, fruits, lettuce, tomatoes, beans, whatever beans you want to use, especially cold beans, nuts and seeds as a snack. Those foods are anti-inflammatory. They also promote better heart health. They also reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Reduce the risk of also arthritis. Even type 2 diabetes. You can go for it. If you want to go long term, it can help your body stay healthy and younger and less injury prone when you go anti-inflammatory diet versus the inflammatory diet. I see kids go to the gym every day and they come in and have a Red Bull or a Monster. Get that extra pump. Feel like they have energy. And they come out and same thing, they do both of those and have a candy bar. Again, it tastes good to them. Mm-hmm. And we all probably do the same thing. I eat Frosted Flakes when I was a kid. I love Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. Sugar, you can see the sugar frosted on the flake. Crazy. Mom says, go ahead, go at it. We just didn't know about it. If we knew, it was kind of subtle. Research is research is research, and you can go on YouTube, you can go on Google, you can do whatever you want to do. An anti-inflammatory diet, like a Mediterranean diet, allows your body to stay healthy, short-term, long-term. Why do people not want to eat healthy?
Makes no sense,
right? But why do people choose? It's convenience. It's fast. We want fast food. My office is next to about two buildings over from McDonald's. Yeah. I drive by on sometimes on the way to work, I sometimes go down another street. On the way home, I come down that street, and there's always a line. They have two drive-throughs at McDonald's. Yeah. And there's always a line out to the street, which is about maybe 70 yards away from the actual speaker you can talk to. There's a line that far every day to get in there to get cheap food. Cheap food, meaning it may not be real food. I can't verify this. It may not be real food for one, but the food will never rot. It'll never go bad. You can put it in your fridge for about probably 3 days and taste just about the same. And if you're like my buddy, you add ketchup to everything, so it all tastes the same anyways. You know, why do people like that cheap food? Because they're used to that taste. That makes them feel good.
Well, it's like me when before I came down with Vertigo and moved in here, I was having hamburgers, hot dogs, burritos, pizza, soda pop, cookies, ice cream.
But would your doctor tell you that that's not good for you?
Well,
they go, you don't want to do. My dad's doctor told me when my dad had some just health issues, not a heart attack yet, or he passed away from an aneurysm. You can have a beer and a hot dog every day. That's fine. Not a big deal. So if she tells someone they can have beer and a hot dog every day, what's wrong with two beers or three beers or two hot dogs or two hamburgers? It's the rationale. You know, so you have to be careful how you talk to people and how you do your own thing, for one. Because I try to cook at home every day if I can. And eat out, when I eat out, it's going to be a salad with maybe steamed chicken or broiled chicken, not fried chicken.
Right.
Anytime you add the word fried to something, You just add an anti-inflammatory oil to your food. So how do you eat healthier? It's more, what's my options? And how do I make my options better toward fruit, vegetables, nuts, beans, and minimize the meats I do eat? If it's meat, it's meat. It's gonna be, for example, canned chicken breast. Or frozen chicken breast, I'm gonna either air fry or cut up and put it and just cook it from frozen or fresh, whatever it is, with either barbecue it or put it, make a salsa out of it or a chili bean soup type of thing. Even chicken, I use chicken broth. Chicken broth, make a soup out of that. Potatoes. Potatoes good for you?
Probably not.
They're not bad, as long as you don't fry them. Can you avoid frying everything versus boiling or steaming or if possible barbecue? You know, a lot of it is, can we do things that are a little bit more healthier for, especially now since cold weather, this is our storm, floods, right, in Upland, whatever it is. Not really. I went to the gym this morning, like, it's drizzling, took my dog for a walk, it's drizzling, this is not gonna happen. But can we do things that are based on even our weather environment too? In winter, do we eat more soup? Possibly, I do. We make things very simple so we can cook something if it's practical or has something that's practical that may not be high in salt or sugar. Mm-hmm. Why is salt bad for you?
It's what?
Salt?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, for me, it affects the heart murmurs and stuff.
More, it increases your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Increases blood pressure, increases your stress system one too, at high amounts. Mm-hmm. Low amounts, not a big deal.
Oh, really?
But can you take, I think the average per day, I think it's two teaspoons per day, it's considered okay for you based on a normal person. Right. But that also includes not adding everything else to your program. The problem is if you buy a soup, can of soup, from say the store, look at the amount of salt in there, it's about 450 milligrams. That's about, I want to say about 5 teaspoons in one can of soup. I can't have one can of soup. I need 2 cans of soup. That doesn't fill me up. I'd rather make my own soup from a low-sodium chicken broth, in my sense, to give myself that full filling with, I put a potato in there, I put onions in there, put a chicken in there too. Can you do things, and again, it depends on your environment, that take different options that are healthier for you. If you eat and again, I may go to a restaurant and have soup instead of, I just don't eat red meat anymore or pork, and have more of a bigger soup plate or salad, soup and salad, to make me feel like I ate something and I'm full. Mm-hmm. But I love bread too. Dang it, love the bread. What restaurants, what do? They just, as much bread as you want, like, so I eat all the bread and my meal comes, I'm like, I'm so full of bread. But can I have bread more olive oil? Again, there's different options, right? At a restaurant or at home, olive oil or butter? What's better for you?
Olive oil.
Again, dairy is more inflammatory. Butter comes from dairy. So at that point, can we do more olive oil? Or wherever you are, can we have olive oil available along with, I like balsamic vinegar, just the bitterness of it, to make our options better? But the problem is, again, convenience, but also taste buds.
What about margarine and versus butter?
Margarine is a fake butter.
Mm. A lot of times they have margarine here, and it would flow so easily over the bread or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have this butter, and it would come out close.
Everyone has their thing, even canola butter, if they call it that, too. They make it more firm. It's still canola oil. Mm. Yeah, and you look at everything, too, like, okay, is it... And when we talk about butter oils, is it more omega-3 fatty acids, fat, which is more inflammatory, omega-3 is more anti-inflammatory, better for you, or is it more inflammatory, so omega-6s? So the bad oils are more omega-6s, where they're more inflammatory, making your body more stressed. If we do more, say for example, even olive oil, do more of a cold-pressed dark olive oil versus a light olive oil, more for cooking. So it depends on what you want to do. But can we take our options and go, okay, because now in 2020, the options of eating healthier is actually the same price as eating unhealthy. Sorry. How much is a donut at a donut shop?
That's a lot of six handles.
About maybe $2. I would rather have a piece of bread at home with peanut butter. That's low fat, whatever it is. I get mine from Sprouts because there's no salt added type of thing. Then have a donut. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's just me. Because I'm used to doing that as a habit over time. Versus the other one, which may taste good, also an hour later I'm like, why do I feel like, oh, because I ate that donut. So, I always think long term. Where do my body be end of the day, end of the week, end of the year, and how do I want this to feel? My body to feel. As a guy, I always go, especially my guy patients, how's your belt buckle? When they think they want to lose weight, right? Because you want to be able to tighten that buckle up as much as possible. Can you get the next loop in your belt buckle? You know, or hole in your belt. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be when I think about a guy in simple terms, how do you get to that next step? And a lot of it is little things that sometimes taste best to us because we're used to it. We have to think, is that good for us or not? And if it's not good for us, can I give myself the patience, my taste buds to relearn that taste isn't good for me? I'm going to do something else that I'm going to relearn my taste buds, reteach my taste buds that's better for me. It's omega-3, it's a fruit, it's a vegetable, it's a plant-based thing versus this over here that it was made in the factory 5 days ago. You know, when I was a kid, my grandmother, I used to go back east once, probably twice a year. My grandparents would always buy me, they were like a donut type of thing. And it came in a package. The package was like a Twinkie. And I've got, I should know what it's called. I had them forever. Tasty Cakes. Tasty Cakes. They brand, Tasty Cakes now are not even close to what they were like 20 years ago. But they're like, they call like a Twinkie with chocolate on top. Came in a wrapped thing. I couldn't wait to get a Tasty Cake. Could not wait. But looking back now, that thing was probably made 4 months ago in a factory, and it was basically just sugar and fat. Mm-hmm. Then as a kid, what are you gonna do? As an adult, now that we do for deals, we're smarter now, right? Mm-hmm. We're not naive anymore. Can we do things that, if I wanna live another 20, 30, 40 years, God hoping, at that point, can I do things and make sure my body gets there at point. It just depends. It's your choice.
Right.
I'm not saying what's right or wrong for you. This is what's right or wrong, what science says is better for you. The human body needs. The human body needs motion, needs plant-based foods to make our body stay healthy. That's what it needs to stay healthy. When we do that, and when we actually eat healthier, do we go to the bathroom more often? On average. Probably. We have more fiber in our diet. We have more fiber in our diet. We have more water in our diet. If you eat fruit, for example, you have more water and fiber. We should go to the bathroom, and I'm going to say number two, defecate at least twice a day, minimum. If we're not, a lot of us are on medications too, is that makes us more constipated, so we even have to worry about that even more. So if we're taking anything that either has iron or medications, a lot of them are iron-based or preservative or have things in it that make our body want to become more constipated. We need to go to the bathroom to flush our system out, our toxins out of our body. If we don't do that enough, at that point our body will absorb those toxins in our tissue, such as the kidneys and liver, and even muscle tissue too, even colon, to cause things down the line. Why is colon cancer the number one, number two killer for men? We don't eat enough fiber. That's all it comes down to. Our colon gets stuck, it can't move. The inner line that absorbs material doesn't really work anymore, so it becomes more inflammatory. That's why they recommend getting men, for example, they're recommending men younger to get colonoscopies. We're seeing colon cancer in men at a younger age now. And it's rising women too, because of diet. Again, short term, going back to it, convenience versus what's good for us. And now there's even better choices out there too. If you're out there, say on a quick run, yesterday I had like probably half an hour to eat. I went and stopped by a place called Chop Shop. They focus on just salads. And it's a quick 5 minute salad, boom, 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 throw some chicken, stuff, blah, 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 they're in there. I called on the way there from downtown Upland. which is probably to Foothill Boulevard, which is probably about probably a quarter of a mile. Call, hey, can I order this to pick up? Good, I go there, wait for about maybe 2 minutes, get my food, get in my car, and go to work. But it's healthier than going to McDonald's, and probably McDonald's, because the line probably take me 4 times as long. Dang it. I'm not going to McDonald's a lot anyways. Not my choice.
No.
But can we do things that are sometimes healthy for us? Even going to, I go sometimes to Devon, pick up a quick chicken tortilla wrap, versus going to buying a hamburger or something like that. So you have to really pick your poison, what's going to work for you, and have your choices sometimes preset so you know where to go, what to do, look in the menu and go, okay, that looks great, and that's good, not good for me, but what's going to be healthier for me in between? And now, because of the way consumers are asking for it, healthier choices are actually just as cost-effective as buying the bad choice. They're equally the same price, so why not buy a better choice? It just, it's the taste buds that make you either feel good or feel bad, and getting that translation to change in your mind, what's good for me is actually gonna taste good to me over time. When I was younger, I used to love Diet Cokes. 4 or 5 times a day, love them. When they're at something, I'm like, that's not good for you. I want to live at least a 50. I'm not going to drink this anymore. Took me about probably 2 weeks to get that taste out of my mouth. After a month, I had maybe a sip a couple. I'm like, that doesn't taste right at all. My body had gotten, my taste buds had not gotten used to it. So it really became a really bad tasting drink, the artful sweetener in there, versus something that was good for me, versus something that I want, that I interpreted as something that I wanted to have every day. Not for me, I'm the boring guy who drinks coffee and water. Maybe tea once in a while if I flavor it up. But that's about it. But can we do things, again, everyone has their favorite foods, that we can get to a healthier state again? Fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, versus meats, dairies, and sweets.
Okay.
Can you separate those two things? Oh. And over time, if we want to live longer, longer quality of life, avoiding type 2 diabetes, arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's, have a little risk of those things, and more emotion too, can we get our body to get healthier by eating nutrition, not just a quick diet or things like that? I like the word diet because it's almost, that says quick fix. What's your lifestyle like? Have you chosen to eat healthier because it's better for you versus because it tastes good? Still, I mean, once in a while, if I see, my dad will buy Dunkin' Donuts, what's Krispy Kremes.
Oh, okay.
Like everywhere now. Just in Ontario so far, I'm like, that's too far. There's one in Glendora, the one out there, there's even Dunkin' Donuts too. It's so easy to get to. So bring in like a 12 pack, a dozen, I'm like, I'll have just one. But they're so addictive.
Sorry, it's one of them. If you can't afford a Krispy Kreme donut, just take a sugar, a spoon full of sugar, swallow it, and you have a Krispy Kreme donut.
There you go. There you go. One time when I was in chiropractic school, I bought some for one receptionist in Pasadena at a clinic I was in residency at, and I bought 2 dozen from Ontario. I went down there and bought them to give to her. I had about 3 that day. I had to go home because I was feeling sick. That sugar amount, my body said, we're going to shut you down. And again, what do people do every day? That's their routine. And they wonder why they have type 2 diabetes. Your body can't get out of there. So what it does, your body will self-regulate, put it somewhere, causing high blood sugar content. Cause your body go into a stress state. So we talk about when we're under stress, sometimes it can be the foods we're eating that promoting more stress than less stress. When we're under stress, our body wants to feed that hormone, that chemistry of your body. So what it'll do is it wants simple carbs and sugar. It feeds the hormones of body chemistry, the cortisol, catecholamines, that feed your body to stay under stress. When someone comes to my office and goes, I have a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, my stress level is way down here and I can tolerate anything, ask them, what's your diet like? What are you eating? fast food is the best thing for me right now. And I go, okay, part of my chart, and I'm looking at someone's health, their overall health, I go, well, if you want to get to a less stressed state where you want to feel better, feel stronger, more relaxed, you're going to have to change. Yes, you're going to have to work out, we're going to have to treat you, but you have to change this also. If you really want to, it's up to you. By making them more aware of their eating has changed because of the way their body is right now. When you're under stress, your body will want to crave simple sugars and simple carbs. French fries, donuts, sweets, whatever it might be for you, that makes your body want to stay in that stress state. So if we're gonna get healthier, we have to be uncomfortable to get there. At that point, changing our diet and our routine, how we eat and what we eat, will help that overall process. And again, Mediterranean diet, that's the topic of the month. Mediterranean diet is gonna be more of the vegetables and fruits, beans, nuts, things like that. Not the meats, dairies, or sweets. No, no. That's all no's. Again, it's simplicity, right? If there's salmon on the menu, yes, I'll have that. Shrimp, maybe. But can you do things that can be healthier versus the prime rib every night? When I grew up, if you had prime rib, like, you were the man or the woman. You were royalty. Prime rib was royalty. I'm more like, I see that, but that chicken looks good too. That salmon or shrimp looks good too. What's your fish for the day? can you look for it as your option as a better choice? That's what I said. Anything else to cover? Any questions at all? Olive oil, Mediterranean diet. Yes. As a better oil again versus dairy such as butter or cheese or things like that. Again, as a way to dip your bread or whatever you want to use, even on salad too. People eat it all the time on salad.
Well, my brother-in-law says, we're having a hamburger, he says, leave the cheese off my hamburger. He says, it goes from my mouth to the arteries.
Yeah. It's high fat, and sometimes salt too.
Yeah.
And what it does, it all does is flavor your meat on a hamburger. Yeah. Sorry. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Instead of using salt sometimes, I'll use onions to flavor the food. Even oregano too.
Yeah. He'll take a little pepper and put a little bit of pepper instead of salt.
Simple. But it's, again, the heat that he probably had, I don't need his mind, changes taste buds to realize that's tasty for me and good for me versus the salt every time. Mm-hmm. Why do people like ketchup?
Flavor,
what else is in ketchup? A serving of ketchup has 450 milligrams of salt in it. It's a lot of freaking salt. It's a lot of salt. So when you think about how they talked about a couple months ago, my buddy Ron in college, he used to take the, he used to go to Carl's Jr. a lot, that was his thing, or it was fast food, Baker's, whatever it was, and he used to get about probably 20 packets of ketchup. So every time he would eat a french fry, he would open a packet up and just suck it in his mouth, put the french fry in his mouth. That's the thing. Yeah, gross. But that he loved ketchup so much because the salt, that's what he did every time. It's this thing. You're by now, he's probably like, dang it, why did I do that my whole life? but now we know what's healthier for us, so why not go away from like that and I use olive oil? Or something healthier for you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, end of the world. Cut me off. Anything else, my friends?
Yeah.
But again, just make better choices if you can. Can we do something a little bit better for us so we can live a longer life, healthier life, and not have colon cancer? Bad thing. All right, thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So if you want to lower our stress level, if you want to look better, if you want to feel better, if you want to lower our risk for cancers, which can happen long-term with certain diets, when we choose certain foods, that allows us to occur. By choosing foods that are low in salt, that high in water and high in fiber, minimally, and have omega-3 fatty acids in them, allows your body to stay healthy so in the long term we can actually live a long, healthy, quality life. Again, the show notes has highlights of each topic we talked about today, along with the show notes has previous podcasts and their videos to watch those and learn something for you to keep yourself healthy the rest of this 2020 year. All right, so enjoy the week, and I'll see you guys next week.